Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are Small Business Advocate, my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray's chief economist for the SBEcouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of a number of books, a number of scholarly books, and his fiction, his novels, the Pastor Stephen Grant series, five of those puppies that are out there now. So check those out wherever books are sold. Ray, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your threat of diminished expectations outlook for 2016. We're just talking about you said that the industrial sector is already in a recession. Do you think, let me set this up this way, Ray. In 14, the first quarter of 2014, we had negative growth. The stock market also paradoxically went to record levels. In 2015, we had negative first quarter GDP. Stock market went to new levels. 2016, we've got more worries of global recession, and we have a stock market that's moving toward being a bear. If the first quarter does what 14 and 15 did, how are we going to hold off the second quarter?
Well, we still have to get the fourth quarter data for 2015, and that's not looking good in terms of GDP. And, you know, when you put that together, the old back-of-the-envelope definition of a recession is, you know, two consecutive quarters of negative growth. So, you know, I know the official recession is the National Bureau of Economic Research, and they do their official declarations. But as I said earlier, there's a real risk here. And, you know, again, we talked about industrial production numbers, but it's not just those numbers. It's trade numbers. You know, when you look at 2015, people don't realize, not many people talking about this, but 2015, when we see the final numbers, both exports and imports, so it's not just a dollar thing, right? Exports and imports will be down for 2015 versus 2014.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
Both exports and imports for 2015 will have declined versus 2014. So we'll have a drop in both exports and imports. So total trade will have declined in 2015. Now, when you look back at the numbers, the only time you see that is during recessions. Or, you know, a year that happens to be attached to a recession, you know, just a sluggish year coming out of a recession or something like that. But it's always recession periods that you see that. So that's another unfortunate signal that we should all be paying attention to in terms of what's going on in the economy. And small business owners need to be looking at this for a whole host of reasons.
That's exactly right.
Obviously, they're involved in trade themselves. But this is a signal for the overall economy. When we talk about industrial production, you know, when we talk about manufacturing, guess what? Most manufacturers are small businesses, you know, with as few as 20, you know, fewer than 20 employees, et cetera. That's the overwhelming majority here. So when we talk about there being a recession in the industrial sector of our economy, that's a small business recession.
Well, let me throw another data point in here, Ray. We asked our audience last week in our online poll, do you think lower gas prices have caused consumer spending to have more money to spend with you? 48% said we haven't seen any benefit. Only 6% said we've seen a definite increase from low gas prices contributing to more sales. The economy should be seeing significant benefit from what I've called a cash windfall to consumers for low gas prices. What do you think?
And I think it speaks to the overall state of the economy. I mean, I could, as an economist, make the case that imagine if those gas prices didn't come down, how much worse it would be.
We would definitely have already been in a recession.
Yeah.
If for the last year we had $3, $3.50 gas we'd already be in trouble.
Yeah. And when you look at, you know, that consumer side, you know, retail sales numbers have been abysmal as well. So, you know, again,
well, the warm winter has hurt retail, hasn't it, this winter?
Well, I think so.
We're not buying coats and sweaters.
Yeah, I'm always hesitant, though, to talk about the weather. I always think of the Soviet Union, you know, like we had crummy crops for decades because of bad weather.
Yeah.
But I get your point, yes. But again, if you were in a strong economy, that would be a blip, right? Oh, no, it was a little warmer than normal, you know what I mean? But we would be you'd be in a far different situation in terms of talking about those numbers. And this is what happens when you're in a slow growth economy, is that the issues that, do they matter? Yes. But would they be as significant if we were in a robust growing economy? Absolutely not. But when you're in an economy like this, people focus on things that should be minor and they turn them into major things. And the bottom line is because they're ignoring why the economy is so bad, and that brings us back to
the government policies. The government. Well, see, I want to point something out. 15 years ago, a dozen years ago, the global economy was doing bad, and the U.S. economy literally held up the global economy. And my point is, had the Obama administration not produced so much anti-business rhetoric and policies, and the rest of the government up there, the political class, hadn't done the same thing, this economy might be stronger. We might could have replicated what happened 12 years ago.
Oh, and listen, that's what we did. For my goodness, you can go back to the post World War II. Actually, you can arguably go back even farther than that. That we should be the world's economic juggernaut.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
exactly
talks about China. I mean, I'm not going to get into the China-U.S. debate.
Yeah.
But we still have it hands down, and we're failing as in terms of our global leadership.
And we're doing it to ourselves, my friends. And as small business owners out here on Main Street, you know exactly what we're talking about. Quick break. Tim Taylor right back with Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blassingame. His buddy Holly. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.